This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for June 11th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Hey, the E3 Games Expo kicked off this past weekend, and boy, was there a lot happening. We've only got 2 minutes here, so let's hit a couple of the highlights. First up, of course, is a new Star Wars game called Jedi Fallen Order, which will let you play as a Jedi, including lightsaber, and will take place between the events of Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. So it'll feature a surviving Padawan being hunted down by the Emperor's minions. Another Star Wars game, Battlefront 2, is getting some updates as well, including adding characters from the Clone Wars, like General Grievous and Obi-Wan and Anakin. Other games announced at E3 include a new Halo from Microsoft, Fallout 76, a sequel to Doom, a new Elder Scrolls, and more. And that's just the first couple of days, with more to come. We'll have more coverage as the week goes on. After teasing the world for days, IHOP, aka the International House of Pancakes, has revealed their new quote-unquote name change to IHOB. The B stands for burgers. And it's not really a name change after all. It'll still be IHOP. They're just adding a burger menu, and don't we all feel foolish for falling for the marketing gimmick? Is the DC Universe focusing too much on the villains? Some observers point out that DC has taken a darker path for its superhero movies and comics than Marvel by focusing more, and perhaps too much, on the villains and antiheroes. Following 2016's Suicide Squad movie, there comes news of another movie just about the Joker, starring Jared Leto. Meanwhile, in comic books, DC has relaunched the Legion of Doom, which could see them show up in the movies as well. Other DC supervillains have been announced as having movies and possible development. And is this good for superheroes? Should villains be heroes? As some fans lament that so many people have apparently missed how good Solo: A Star Wars Story really is, director Ron Howard finds himself agreeing, of course. He responded to a tweet by a fan lamenting the poor box office results by saying he's proud of the film, that he thinks fans would enjoy it, and that they should see it on the big screen with great sound. If you haven't seen it yet, why not? Send us some feedback on SQPN.com or on Facebook or Twitter to tell us why. And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.